USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff was asked if the articles should include a charge of obstructing the findings of the Mueller election meddling investigation.
There is overwhelming evidence that the president sought to coerce Ukraine into interfering in our election, essentially sought to cheat in our next election by getting a foreign government to weigh in. That is a very serious business, and it imperils our national security. It's a gross abuse of his office.
Republican Mark Meadows responded by taking aim at the opposition.
They've been making accusations about this president that not only are not based on facts, but they're false. And so in doing that and getting to the bottom of it is key.
Mark Meadows and Adam Schiff were on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The president is tweeting that the House impeachment probe is a dead end. GOP Congressman Mark Meadows on CBS's Face the Nation says Republicans won't give up.
I don't see a single Republican defecting. They've looked at the facts. They know where we are on this. I think, if anything, there's more pressure on my Democrat colleagues, where instead of having just two defections, we may have more than that coming up.
43 people died in a fire at a bag factory in New Delhi. The BBC's Pratiksha Gildial is there.
The fire reportedly broke out in a building in the early hours of Sunday in a congested part of the city. Dozens of workers were sleeping inside at the time, according to rescue services. Officials said that it was difficult for fire trucks and ambulances to reach the spot because of the narrow alleyways. So firefighters had to carry the victims out themselves one by one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Carol Spinney, the puppeteer who voiced and operated the Sesame Street character Big Bird, has died. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Spinney also operated and voiced Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird's neighbor in the trash can, before retiring from the iconic kids program in 2018.
I say scram, beat it, leave me alone, but they just stand there. Well, if you won't go away, I will.
Can you beat that? Here I am, a nice bird, never ever grouchy, and nobody pays any attention to me. And everybody pays attention to Oscar. He's grouchy all the time.
He passed away in his home in Connecticut after living with dystonia for some time. Spinney collected 5 Daytime Emmys for his contributions to Sesame Street and received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences in 2006. He was 85. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.